Today's share of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Chav Zayin Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning and Mirtz Hashem will conclude Simin Kuf Mem Dala today, which are the halachas of Shalola Dalig Batorah and the Inyan L'Inyan and the Dinim of the Haftorah as well. You're not allowed to skip around, and we'll learn all these halachos right now. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph, and he writes, Medalgin Binovi. One is permitted to skip within a Navi. You don't have to read consecutive psukim. You could skip certain sections. However, the ein medalgin b'torah, mi parsha zula parsha charis. But you're not allowed to skip when you're learning the Torah. You can't skip paragraphs. We'll see in a moment, of course, that we know that we do in certain situations skip paragraphs. So what does this mean? Hani Mili, the Mechaber himself, explains that you're not allowed to skip around b'shnei inyonim. That which we said you're not allowed to skip around in the Torah is when you're going from one inyan to a totally different inyan, you got to read all the intervening psukim as well. Can't just skip from one inyan A to inyan B and skip intervening psukim in between. Why? The chayshin and shema tizbalbil das hashomim, because the people that are listening aren't going to understand the connection between the two, and it could cause a problem. However, avol b'chad inyone, if it's the same subject, for example, kigon achrimos v'yachah be'esor, shekoyin gol kori b'yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash, shekoyin gol would read certain psukim from parshas achrimos, and as well from parshas emor, be'esor lachodesh. And these are near each other, but it's the same subject. So you're allowed to skip the intervening psukim, paragraphs, parshios in between, and go one inyan to another inyan, even in Chumash, as is the minog on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol to have read. V'hu shelo yikra peh. And the reason for this is as well, he shouldn't read anything by heart. Sh'asu likro shelo min haksav apilu tev achas. Because if you were to say it's too much of a tircha to go skip those intervening psukim, so then he may just come to read the second parsha in Emor over here, for example, by heart, and that you're not allowed to do. However, in the Navi, medalgin afilu b'shnei inyonim. In the Navi, you can skip intervening psukim of the Navi, even if it's going from subject A to subject B. However, you have to make sure v'hu shelo yishe b'dilug b'inyan shamdu atzibu b'shtika. When you are skipping, so you have to make sure that you don't have a long pause in between and keep the tzibur waiting. They used to have a meturgamon, they had a translator that would explain the psukim. So as long as, while they're explaining the psukim that you just read, you could quickly mish and turn to the new place in the Navi, so then even if it's a new subject, that's okay. This is true. The Mishneh Berurah qualifies this for Hani Mila b'Navi Yecho. This is when you're dealing with the same Navi. It's all Yeshaya. It's all Yirmiyo. Avo mi Navi l'Navi, to go from Yirmiyo to Yeshaya, vice versa, a medalkin. Then you're not allowed to skip. Then he says, how do we view Treyasar? Treyasar is the 12 Nevi'im that constitute one book, Treyasar. So we'll betray also in these 12 Nevi'im that are much shorter, medalgim Navi Ladavi. You can go from one of the Treyasar to another one of the books of the Treyasar. However, Ubavachlo Yadalik Misofa Sevil Triloso. As we'll see, this means you can't go backwards. You can't read from a later point. You can't read from Perek Tes and then go to an earlier point. You have to go in the order that the Navi is written. You can't go backwards to an earlier Pasuk after you read a later Pasuk. That's Sif Aleph. Now we'll see inside the Mishneh Berurah has a lot of qualifications of this. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Aleph writes, Binovi. When you're reading in the Navi, you can skip. Hainu, lefi shmash yodua of the Medina, ein al haftorah binovi psukim yuchad. And because there really is no set requirement to read a set specific psukim in the haftorah. The rabbis, when they set up the haftorah, originally because the persecutors of the Jewish people didn't allow us to lane, so the rabbis set up a parallel type of a reading from Nach, that would be an allusion to the parsha, but it's not that that specific haftorah had to be read. So therefore, you could skip, as we'll learn, as we'll learn there, the halachos of the haftorah, why the haftorah was chosen. And therefore, you can skip from one series of psukim, skip some intervening psukim, go to another set of psukim, because it's not a set haftorah that you absolutely have to read. And therefore, that is the common minog, that for certain haftorahs, we do skip around, and we add on psukim from a later point. Sifkot and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says, "Vein medalgim Torah," as opposed to when you're reading Leini from the Chumash, you shouldn't skip. And this is talking Hainu b'Sheni u'b'Chamishi. He's talking about on Mondays and Thursdays. Tzarich midina l'kro rak asar psukim l'tlos gavri, because the requirement isn't again to read a set specified part of the Chumash. The requirement is to call up three people and to have a total of 10 psukim being read. But lav dafka a specific 10 psukim, as the Shaar Tzion brings down. That's on Monday and Thursday. But by Shabbos in Sifkot Nalef, the Shaar Tzion Chofetz Chaim brings down. The Bishachris Bishabis Lo Shaya Chaydina. This din doesn't apply when you're dealing with Shabbos, because on Shabbos, Hotzorich Likros Kol, I say that there's a set parsha that you have to read from the beginning of the parsha to the end of the parsha. He says, even though
Nevertheless, you could still say on Shabbos it applies to. Ulay shayach gam al shachris. Shelo yidali geiz psukim afilo menas lach zulashli moachre kach. He says maybe you could even say that this applies even on Shabbos, that you shouldn't read Rishon, then Revi, and then go back and read Sheni and Shlishi. So you still have to do it in the order. So maybe this could apply to Shabbos as well. You're not allowed to skip around. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He says the same thing would apply on Yontif. Obi Yontif, the Tzarchli course, hey Gabri, again, you have a requirement to read five Aliyos, but Lav Dafka is specified specific text. That you shouldn't skip around on a Yontif as well. You should read it in order from the first Pasuk straight through the five Aliyos to the last Pasuk. Sivkot and Gimel, the reason why we don't skip around, the Shemot is Balbel. The Mechaber said you may come to make a mistake, the people will get confused. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains, Lefisha Divrei Torah, because the words of the Torah, that's where we learn out all the laws. That's where all the rules and regulations are, all the warnings. Do this, don't do that. You're going to get punished if you do this. It's a mitzvah to do that. And the people have to pay attention and listen to what it's being said. And when you're skipping around, you're not going to follow the flow. And you could make a mistake. And that would be tragic if a person made a mistake in Chumash. You make a mistake in Navi, it's not as bad because we don't learn out dinim from Navi. We don't learn out as critical information from Navi as we do from Chumash. Masha'en came in Navim. As I just mentioned, the Navi is different. Therefore, you could skip in Navi, but we don't skip in Chumash. Sivkot and Dalit. Kigon Achri Mos Yach Be'asar. So we said on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol reads, he is allowed to skip some intervening psukim because it's all one inyan related to Yom Kippur. So Mishnah Berurah explains, Rotsa Lomar, he means to tell us, Afa Pishayesh Hefsik Rabbi Naim, even though there's quite a number of psukim, not quite a number of prokim in between the two. Shazeba Parshas Achri Mos, Vizeba Parshas Emor, you're skipping the entire Kedoshim as well as some of the beginning of Emor. Nevertheless, Afilu Hochi, Kivon de Tarvayu Me Inyon Yom Kippurim, since it's one inyan about Yom Kippur, Mutal Dalig Vilkrosim Yachad, you are allowed to skip and read it all as one unit. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Wadin Mashen Ogim Tainis Tzibur." This explains what we do on a Tainis Tzibur, that we read Vayichal. We start off in Parashas Kisisa, Shemadalgin, and then we skip an entire column of Chumash in the Sefer Torah, and we go to Psal Luchosh, Nilchos Avanim. So you're allowed to do that as well. Vayinu Gam Ki Mitam Shem Inyan Echad. It's one Inyan over here. The Chafetz Chaim brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Os Katan Gimel, and he says, this is the opinion of the Prima Gadim, brought down by the Meiri as well. Umash Kosov HaPrima Gadim Otam, he brings another reason why you're allowed to do this, Mishum Hu Trei Gavri, because the Aliyah is Kohen, then we skip, and we give Levi another Aliyah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Yadati Minor Levi Trei Gavri Mutal Ladali B'Shnei Yonim. Where did the Prima Gadim get this idea that by two people it's not a problem? By one person he seems to imply it would be a problem, but by two people it's not a problem. So Dir Shufuta number one brings down a raya to the Dvarim words of the Prima Gadim. And he brings from the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan writes, on Shabbos Chanukah, we do take out two Sefer Torah, and the first one we read the regular Parsha, and the second one we read the special reading for Chanukah, even though it's a different Inyan. And you see, because it's a different Inyan, you're allowed to skip around. You have two Aliyos, that's the Raya, two different people you can skip around. Similarly, with the special Parashios, the four Parashios, we do the same thing. So therefore, with two people and two Inyanim, you're allowed to skip. And Chaim Kanievsky explains why the Mishnah Berurah questioned this. Why did the Chafetz Chaim question this in the Shaar HaTzion? So he says even the Mishnah Berurah agrees, Mutal Asos Kein. He's not arguing that you can do this. He's just asking on the Prima Gadim, where was the source for this over here that you're allowed to do this with one Sefer? I see the sources with two Sfarim, as we just brought down, by Chanukah and the Arba Parshos. But the Chafetz Chaim's question is, where does the Prima Gadim get it that you can do this with the same Sefer like we do by Yechal? Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay writes that he quotes the Mechaber that you can't read the second part that's a couple of parashios away by heart. Wrote Saloma, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber is telling us, that's why we're allowed to skip the intervening parts and go straight to the part that we do want to learn. And roll the Sefer Torah to the second place. After Min Kamilsi, no, it's recognizable that you're doing this. This is also because otherwise the alternative would be to read it by heart, and that's not allowed to be done. You're not allowed to read Dvar Mishabachsav in a Rashoi Lomram Baal Peh. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shelo Yishet, but when you're switching around in the Navi, going from one part of the Navi to a later part of the Navi, you shouldn't have the Tzibur waiting. You should only go and do this as long as the Meturgumon, the person who's translating and explaining the first Psukim of the Navi, hasn't yet finished. So Mishnah Berurah explains, as I just did. This is my Nayam. In their days, they would have somebody go and explain what each Pasuk meant in the vernacular tongue. So they would allow you to skip to a place where, while the meturgaman is explaining what the previous pasuk said, you could quickly roll the cloth. They had a navi and a cloth, and you'd quickly roll to the new place where you'd start a couple of columns down, and therefore that would be permissible. Because it wouldn't be proper cover for the tzibur to wait while you're rolling the Sefer Torah, or in this case the navi, to a later point. The issue footnote number two brings down, because of this reasoning, he says that if a tzibur doesn't have a parchment navi, they're reading from a Tanakh. So he brings down for the shelos tshuva zecha yehosaf shiacholim likro binavi hanitfas ve'inam tzrichim lahamtin ad shebiminyan acher yesh lem navi miklaf.
So he says if the regular minyan is it doesn't have a klaf, but the earlier minyan does, and the earlier minyan is not done yet, so the second minyan doesn't have to wait for the earlier minyan to finish with the klaf. They can just take out a Tanakh and read the navi from a Tanakh. Based upon this idea of the kovet tzibur, you shouldn't make the tzibur wait. This is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita. However, Shelos Shuvu Salmas Chaim brings down, no, you make them wait. The tzibur doesn't mind waiting in this situation. It's not a pagam on their kovot. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Mutal isakiv l'tzorach kach, you could make the tzibur wait for such a thing, even if it's going to be a long wait. And this, in fact, was the minhag in Yerushalayim, and this was the opinion of Rav Yashiv as well. He points out that even the opinion that's Tzmeikel, the Zecha Yehosef, brings down, that's only in a situation where most of the Tzibur wasn't used to or expecting to wait, but in a place where the Tzibur always leaned from a cloth, and they're expecting to wait, so then they also have no problem of Tircha de Tzibur in that situation. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'kotzva poskim, this is banenu, nowadays, shem regilin l'tagim namishari. Nowadays, when we don't have a Turgum, you're still allowed to skip. Why? So he says, because we don't really read from a cloth nowadays. Many shuls don't read from a cloth. They read from a printed sefer of Haftoros, or they read from a printed Tanakh or a Chumash. Kivin shekol Haftoros k'suv bizmanein v'kuntres b'fnei atzman. In those days, they had a separate scroll that was the entire Sefer Yoshua in one scroll, like a Sefer Torah for Yoshua, like a Sefer Torah for Yirmiyahu. Nowadays, we don't have that, the Mishnah Berurah says. Nowadays, we read from a printed Tanakh or from a Haftorah book. Or b'chumashim, where we just take out a Chumash. You can easily mark off with a bookmark, well, now I turn to this page, and instantaneously you can go from page 532 to page 727. There's no wait. You just turn the page to the bookmark. And therefore, since there's no tircha de tzibur to wait while you're, quote, rolling it, because you're just turning 500 pages at the same time, it's not a problem. Therefore, we allow ourselves to do this, even though we don't have a meturgaman. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, and therefore, we can do this even when they're from two different Nevi'im to do this, even if they're far apart, because the turning time is minuscule. It's a second to turn the page, 500 pages versus turning it 20 pages, so therefore this concern doesn't apply nowadays. Dear Shufut number 3 brings down, he says, certainly, and we'll learn in Simon Reish Pei Dalet, it is preferable for the tzibur to lean from a klaf, and if they're able to do so, kol hakavod, that is the more correct way. And this, in fact, was the minog of the Vilna Gaon, and this was the minog in many, many places. And the Shaar HaTzion brings down over there that especially nowadays that people spend so much money on all sorts of other things for the Beis HaKnesses, they certainly should spend money on buying klaf, if they can, for the reading of the Haftorah. I do have to point out that the Aruch HaShulchan says, however, you can't force people to do this. And this is the opinion of Rav Ozan Zatzal as well in the Shevet Alevi. I would suggest that maybe this is also going to be a little bit of a problem in that people don't know how to read from a klaf. Nowadays, when you call up somebody for the Haftorah, so they can, many people are able to go read from a printed chumish with the trup and with the nekudos, they can easily lay in it. Otherwise, you'd have to have a separate Baal Kriya every week for the Haftorah. In some places, that might be difficult. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes that we said that you're not allowed to skip from Navi to a Navi. You only can skip within the same Navi. The Mishnah Berurah explains, that would be too difficult. Here you are talking about Inyonim in Yehoshua, and all of a sudden you're talking about Inyonim in Yirmiyahu. But that, again, would only apply if it's two different Inyonim. The Pre-Chodesh brings down that if it is the same Inyon, even if you're going from Navi to a Navi, let's say you're going from Yeshaya to Yirmiyahu, wouldn't be a problem. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot and Ches, in Treyos, we consider that as one Navi. Because Shehem Chashuvim K'Navi Yechud L'Inyon Zeh. In regards to this din, we don't look at it as 12 separate little Navi Svarim, but as one big Sefer called Treyosar. B'nei Shehem K'tzarim, because these are relatively short, so therefore it's considered one big Sefer of Treyosar, not 12 little Navim Svarim. The Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down, The reason behind this, why they weren't concerned if you're skipping from Micha to Tzvanya, that's going to cause people to lose their concentration and get mixed up. So he says that doesn't apply over here. He brings down the name of the Prima Gadim, because the reason that there normally is this problem of concentration is because there's a long pause in between when you go from Navi to Navi. But since this is so short, if you're going from one to the other, you're not going to have a long pause. Mr. Bruce in Tess writes, Rosa Lomar, let's not chilos or shlomar frey. You can't go backwards. We said you have to go in the same order that the Navi is written. Even if they're near each other, you shouldn't go from Perik Tess to Perik Ches. There are different opinions amongst the poskim. That you're not allowed to skip from a Navi to a Navi. I feel the Navi shall try us or to go backwards. But in the same Navi, you could read Perik Tess and then read Perik Ches. If they're right next to each other, and you're not going to cause the tzibur to wait silently for a long time. In the Magen Avraham Mitzadeh, he concludes, Chaim Pasab Yal Yaraba, the Filo B'Novi Echon, Ein L'Dalik Mafreya. We prefer not to go backwards, to go from a later Perek to an earlier Perek, even the same Novi. He brings down, look in the Prima Gadim, Shemitzadeh B'Nyon Echon, B'Novi Echon, Mutal Likros L'Mafreya. But the Prima Gadim seems to suggest that you could. Now we go to Sif Beis and Mechaber. I'm going to read the Mechaber first, skipping the Ramah, then I'll go to the Ramah right afterwards. Noagim B'Shabbos Sheyesh Bo Chosen, Lomar Achar Haftoras HaShavua, Shnaim O'Shloshe P'sukim Haftoras So Sauces. Background, the issue footer number 6 brings down from the Ramah that there used to be a minute that they would just read for a chosen the Haftorah of Sos or Sis. We don't have that minhag today. So the Mechaber is alluding to over here that when they did have that minhag, they would read the regular Haftorah first, and then they would read a couple of psukim from Sos or Sis. Now we go to the Ramah that we skipped. He explains what the word Haftorah is. Haftorah, Yeshua Mishum Miloshon, Eimaftir Nachar Pesach, Shinyon Osiluk. It's like from Pesach night when we say Eimaftir Nachar Pesach, Avikomen. So this idea of Haftorah means like the dessert, the end of the subject. Kolomar, Siluk Tvila Shachrus. This is the end of the Tvila of Shachrus. Mr. Bruin Sivkot Yud brings down the reason for this minhag to read Sosa Sis after Kamapam Misrami Shumi Novi Lenovi, even though you're going from Novi to a Novi, so it's allowed, Mishum the Mea Tamala, you call it Swam Nachtovim Begilion. As we've mentioned, they had an entire cloth that was written on for Sefer Yoshua, for Sefer Shoftim, etc. So they would have to go and have a great pause in between. Avalidon, but nowadays, Shaftoros Nachtovim Bekuntrasin, oh, Bechumashim, nowadays, as we mentioned, we have the printed Chumashim or the Tanakh or the Haftorah book, Haloyuchal Lasso Simon Shimotsi Maher, so you can quickly go and have the Sosa Sis, so it's not a problem that you're going from one Novi to another Navi. Mechaber continues and says, "Kushchol Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos b'Yom Echad." When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos and on Sunday, so Achas Shemaftir and Haftorah b'Shabbos. You have to read the Shabbos Haftorah. Omim Pasuk Rishon and Pasuk Achron. Omim Haftorahs Vayom Lo Yonason Morach Chodesh. So we have the minhag. Some shuls still have this minhag today that they read the first and last pasuk of the Morach Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh is also on Sunday. Vein Lemchos B'Yom Mechaber says it's okay to do that. The Ramah brings down Ayin Lekavin Simen Tov Chav Hey Sif Beis Bsof Simen Tov Chav Ches Heich Nogim. How we actually paskin this? Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nidalef brings down Lezeicha Shel Mocha Rosh Chodesh, as we just said, because Mocha Chodesh tells us the Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. Sivkot Nid Beis. The Ramah said to go look in those Simonim Tov Chav Hey and Tov Chav Ches, and the Mishnah Berurah explains Hainu Dushom Nizbar Kayom Ein Nogim Ladalig Minovi Lenovi Klaus. Since we don't skip around today, so he says many have the minhag not to do this. We'll have to wait till we reach those Simonim to discuss this in more detail. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, "Ein golden Sefer Torah b'tzibur b'nikvah tzibur." It's not proper to roll the Sefer Torah while the tzibur is waiting, because that's not covered for the tzibur. That's a tircha de tzibura. But if you only have one Sefer Torah, so you have a day that you have to have two Sefer Torah, but the shul only has one Sefer Torah. So then golden, then you are allowed to. The tzibur will understand the idach kvar tzibur, and we push aside the cover of the tzibur. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Gimel writes, "Ubishabes shakor mishnei Sefer Torah yichol liglol achas ba'ot shakor na rishona," and you're allowed to go set up the second one while you're reading the first one. However, he says, "V'yosetov k'moshen oganat." It's much, much better. Many have the minhag nowadays. Shagolin u'mechapsin beis shomer nakol psuki dezimra u'k'moshen chosam daki moshe. Daki moshe brings down that you should try to do this beforehand, before the tzibur is up to that point, so that it shouldn't be a tircha de tzibur. Now he says you should do this in the psuki dezimra, but in Dusha footnote number 7, he brings down a lav davka. It means that the person who's reading the psuki dezimra should do it. The gabbai who's already davened, or whoever it is that's already davened, can do it then. Ideally, you should do it before the davening, so it's all set up ready for the davening. They shouldn't have to sit there and wait for this to occur. You should roll it beforehand. Then a good gabbai and a good shul will always have this done. Siv Dalit, in currently other mechel b'shnei sifrei Torah. You're not allowed to call up a person to get an aliyah in two different sifrei Torah. Mishum pegama, because it looked like when he gets an aliyah in the second sefer Torah that the first sefer Torah is no good. That's why you're sort of say making it up to him. The Ramah says pirush shenira kipogi mumatul dofi barishon. It looks like you're saying the first sefer Torah wasn't good. Shal rishon avol shlosha gabi b'shlosha sorim. But to read three different people from three different sorim, that's not a pegama on the earliest sifrei Torah. You go shlodish tevish cholios b'shabes lekum mishum pegama. We don't take out another sefer Torah and say, oh, people are going to think that the first sefer Torah is no good since you're calling up three different people. well, and you didn't call up the same person again, nobody's going to think that there was a problem with the first Sefer Torah. I realize we skipped Sif Katan Tesvav in the Mishnah Berurah. It said B'shtei in Yodim from the previous Sif. Kigom Mishabash or Rosh Chodesh or B'yonta B'nei Amata. You have two different subjects over here. Sif Katan Tezayin Golim V'yidchet Rotsalom Avalor Minim Dishom Zeh Yikro Parashah Shalom Avta B'al Peh or B'chumish. Don't think that you should read the second Parashah by heart in order not to have to go enroll for the coveted Tzibur. The Mestamat Tzibur Mochlam Akvodim K'dei L'kayim Kriyas Amata K'din. The Tzibur won't mind that you're going to roll this first Sefer Torah to the right place rather than reading it by heart. The Mishnah Berurah writes, this is true. We don't allow a person to get an aliyah in two Sifrei Torah for the first Sefer Torah and the second Sefer Torah. This is true whether it's one inyan or two inyanim. For example, on Shabbos or Shodesh Yontiv, the dinu shekor lamapte b'sefer acher, you're calling up a second Sefer Torah that's already rolled to the right place. As we've already explained in Sif Gimel. So we have the second Sefer all set up. Still, we don't call up the guy that got Shvi to go get the next Aliyah, because this would lead to a pagam in the first Sefer Torah. Book finishes tomorrow. This concludes today's shiur.